All right, Buck Rogers. Since we're limited in time, we're just going to concentrate on Buck Rogers for a moment.
Okay.
You did that for a season and a half, I guess the second season.
Two seasons.
Wasn't the second season cut short by a actor's strike?
No.
No?
I don't think so. We did the full thing.
Did it?
Yeah, it's 45 shows, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
That's when they used to do 22.
And the pilot, or
the movie.
And the show got retooled from season one to season two.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What did you think of what Glenn Larson was doing with it?
Glenn didn't do it.
Yeah.
Glenn didn't do the first year either.
He didn't?
No.
Well, he did the movie. Wrong.
Yeah, he did the movie. His name was on it. He had the rights to it, so obviously he was getting
it. Well, Hurst likes had the rights.
How'd the retooling happen?
Well, they brought in John Mantley the second season, and
he was our producer.
He was the executive producer, and he decided that was the way to go with it, and I hated it, but that's what we did. He was not affectionately known as Lord John by the crew and everybody on the set. Not by me, but by the crew. I didn't know that till later. It was, we call him Lord John.
Yeah, he wanted to bring in more mythological type stories into it. And
rip off old Gunsmoke scripts, which was what Hawk was.
Right.
Time of the Hawk was an old Gunsmoke script that he bragged about doing. But the thing that he loved was he cast Barbara Luna in both roles. She played the Indian princess when it was a Gunsmoke script, and she played Hawk's wife on Buck Rogers. And he thought that was as clever as hell.
All right, now I think you guys did the first reality show with Battle of the Network Stars.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I did three or four of them.
I did two that I know of.
Yeah, and I co-host with Howard Cosell on one of them.
Yeah.
And then there was Battle of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I did that one.
Yeah. And then there was Battle of the Sexes. I did that one, too.
I didn't do that one. I don't like to fight with women.
Streak.
You know this. Darn right I do. They never made me captain. Really ticked me off. They only let the men be the captains. I'm like, wait a minute.
But you were a colonel in Buck Rogers.
Yeah, you go from a colonel and they wouldn't let me be a captain.
Yeah. But I still ran this team anyway.
I read somewhere that you were proud that you were a colonel and I showed back in that day. It was a pretty high level for a woman actor to play.
Yeah, absolutely. I was delighted to be able to play that strong character. And for me, it was an opportunity to sort of wear that cloak of strength and a woman who was in control and in power. Try to imagine what it would be like to give orders. You know, it was great.
That made me wonder too. You took a lot of your, if not all your roles, have always been kind of more of the, you know, the empowered woman role.
Uh-huh.
And is that something that just
comes naturally?
Is it something that they see you and cast you as that, or is that something that you were sort of insistent on?
It wasn't something that I insisted on. I think that's something that they saw in me. You know, I like to think of myself as being intelligent, and I do like to. I guess I have, I don't know, I think there's two sides of my personality. I think there's one part that is strong and another part that is not, that, you know, was...
But everyone has that.
Yeah,
the vulnerability and the strength.
Right, right. But, yeah.
Okay, given today that they're remaking everything that's ever been done...
I have no idea.
I do.
Well, I've heard the rumors, but I don't know that it's true.
Yeah, they're still working on it.
So somebody's actually...
Yes.
...working on some sort of...
Is it Disney still, or...?
No. But I can't talk about it. But it is in the works, and they are seriously considering it. And
TV,
right now,
movie,
a feature film. But right now, it's in the hands of the attorneys and the agents, and so things are delayed. And
I probably won't be in
problems.
It. So
I was going to ask if they were going to do something. Would you guys want to do guest appearances or?
I haven't heard anything about it. So
they'll discuss it with us once they have the rights to it. I know they've asked me to associate produce with them.
They haven't asked me a thing. I had no idea what's going on. So,
alrighty. Well, I think I'm done with questions.
Okay.
For you guys, because I don't want to keep you up too late. I know you're tired.
Thank you.